So, welcome to Anime Nano Podcast number 10. Last week we had a week off because JP Meyer was puking, and I was kind of sick, and I'm still kind of sick this week. But yeah, we're all here and together again. So, yeah, I'm Hang Trong, and I write Basugasu Bakuhatsu. Wow, 1 week off really affects things, huh? Or maybe it's just because I'm sick. So as our guests, or our hosts, whoa. Okay. Wait, who are...
I'm so out of it.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of out of
You're
it.
You're so sick you can't podcast straight.
Well, that'll make for an interesting episode. So, on my left, as always, is JP Meyer, who writes Minaide, Hazukishi.
Wait, I'm on your left?
Yes.
Like in a picture.
Yeah.
Oh.
And on my right is Hinano, who writes X-Fan Subber Hitori Goto. And we all have hand mics, and we're all connected to this box that says Skype on it. And we're sitting under one of those leg warmers.
Kotatsu.
So, let's get to news. There's some news, right?
According to our show notes, yes.
Good. Okay, so the first news thing is that ADV had a few licenses this weekend, I guess. The most important one is Coyote Ragtime Show, which I actually stopped watching after the first episode.
Because it's bad.
Yeah, did anyone else keep watching that?
Well, I mean, it's not bad, but it's just, I don't know. It's just kind of boring.
It seems like a very marketable show to the
Oh, totally,
because
it has,
audience.
Like, maids with machine guns and rocket launchers, and it's in space.
I quit after the first 15 minutes.
And it's got...
That's because it doesn't have cute boys.
Well, no, that one girl I told you with the really annoying voice, I wanted to, like, shoot her in the head.
Oh, yeah, I think I know who, Chelsea?
Whatever her name is, she's really annoying.
Yeah. Also, UFO, the pedo show that Hinano likes a lot.
Oh, it
the
was
pedo
like...
show?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
UFO Ultramaid in Valkyrie. It's the one where, like, there's a 5-year-old girl and this guy has to kiss her. And then she turns into an adult. But he kisses her when she's 5 years old, so it's, like, it's bad.
They also licensed Moyo Ken, which I was extremely disappointed was terrible because it's by Oji Hiroi, who does Sakura Taisen. But yeah, it totally sucked.
Oh, it's like, a year ago.
With the Shin Sengumi, except they were girls.
Hmm.
And it was bad.
Okay.
And that made me disappointed because I thought it would be like Sakura Taisen, except with the Shin Sengumi piloting mechas. And they didn't even have mecha. I was freaking so disappointed about that.
That might actually be good then. Okay, yeah, so ADV licenses, what else? Oh, so, okay, like, there's been this string of downloading anime episode news things that we kind of missed since last week. So, let's go over that. So I guess, this past weekend, ADV also announced their crappy downloading thing. What was it? ADV Universe or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can buy episodes of anime, like, for $5 each.
$5 an episode? What a joke.
And so I was looking at it, and like, they have Comic Party.
With the dub.
Yeah, it's only the dub, too.
Oh, really? So they sell dubs for $5 each? What a rip-off.
Yeah. So the Comic Party Revolution DVD has 5 episodes, and it's like $27. So that's a little bit more than $5 each, but you get a DVD that you can watch like on a DVD player.
Is that the $27, like, if you buy it from ADV, rather than if you buy it from like Best Buy, it's like 20 or something?
Yeah, I just looked at the Amazon.com price.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it's like a total rip-off.
Okay, Comic Party on Deep Discount DVD is like $16.
Okay.
First of all, they have that service where you can, like, rent anime DVDs, and it's actually, if you were to pay for something like that, you could probably actually rent more DVDs from that service than you could, like, pay $5 an episode.
Well, yeah, because $5 really sucks. Like, I bought DVDs,
Netflix
like...
Netflix is, what, $20 a month, and you get 3 DVDs at a time. Each DVD would have, like, 5 episodes on
exactly.
it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
And when I get DVDs from Netflix, I just kind of rip them onto my hard drive.
Yeah,
and
I did that too with the free tier and the Hoshinengi.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm telling.
You don't have to tell. This is a podcast. People are going to hear it. I hope.
I don't know. I've been told that I have to, like, report people that fan sub things and steal anime to the authorities.
Because they're not real fans?
A teapot calling the kettle black, JP.
Wait, JP's black?
I don't make these rules.
I just missed the joke completely.
So, what were we talking about?
Central Park Media.
DVDs illegally?
The Central Park Media way of doing it.
Oh, I should also note that, like, I bought these, there's this deal thing going on at Right Stuff where you can buy, like, 10 DVDs or 10 things of Genion for, like, $5 each. And those are, like,
with
actual DVDs and not episodes.
For four.
20 what?
If you buy, the one that you did was what, 10 for $50?
Yeah.
Then they also have a 25 for $100 one.
Yeah. That's kind of like a lot of DVDs, though.
Yeah. I totally would have done it for Cardcaptor Sakura, but they don't have that offer.
They do, however,
have like a weekly special, but I really don't have the money right now for that, even though it's like $80 for the entire like 40-episode thing.
Cardcaptor Sakura is on a bunch of VHS fan subs.
I thought they added the Sakura thing, didn't they? Isn't it called Cardcaptors?
They have the like English dubbed, like edited for like kids' TV version.
Oh,
in like the $5 thingy.
Okay, but that's not the one you want.
No, I want the authentic one because I'm a weeaboo.
Wait, what did they edit out?
The fact that it's clamped, so it has all sorts of like
panties,
sexuality in it.
Oh, okay.
What?
Okay, I'll have to link you to that. One sec.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that they edited.
What did they edit? Oh, I mean the fact that like you could.
Well, they also totally like re-edited the thing. Like they cut out a whole lot of episodes and like changed around the story a bit by cut the amount they cut out. And I'm pretty sure they bowdlerized the like sexual subtext.
And the transformation scenes.
There are no transformations.
Oh, there aren't.
There are no transformation scenes. What are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen that show before.
Oh my god!
The closest thing to a transformation scene is how like. Tomoyo, by Tomoyo I mean Madison, will like
Madison.
Give her like a new costume like every week or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Oh yeah, so I wanted to bring up also that Central Park Media is also selling these videos on Google, right? They're kind of better price, was it like $2? So there's a price for buying it and like keeping it forever, and then there's a price for just watching it for one day, like a 1 day pass.
Aren't they in, like, shitty quality, though?
Yeah, I think so. It's called, quote-unquote, high quality, but it's really, like, bad. It's, like, Google
like YouTube,
video
right?
quality, I think.
No, it's better than the YouTube quality. When I went to one of the videos, like, the normal YouTube quality, it says, like, this is the low quality, and, like, the high quality is better than this. But I couldn't find, like, the exact stats. Like, how the ADV site said it was, like, a 2 to 4,000K bit rate.
Uh-huh.
Like, in about 500 megs per file.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. But, like, yeah, the prices for buying the actual thing are pretty bad, too. Like, Blackjack, I guess that's a movie. It's only 56 minutes, but it costs $20 to buy it. So, yeah. It's
that
pretty
sucks.
Much just as bad.
You might as well buy the DVD.
Yeah. And then, also, Bandai is selling videos on Amazon Unbox. And these
that
are...
half decent.
What, they're still like $5 an episode.
No, they aren't. They're $2.
I thought I saw that Eureka 7.
Oh, the ones that I pulled up, it was like, Escaflowne and, like, Outlaw Star, and those were all like $2 each.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you bought the entire season, it was like, I think they lowered the price so it would cost whatever the, like, complete DVD collection cost, so it'd be like $40.
Okay.
But I didn't see, like, the Eureka 7s or anything like that, so I don't know about those prices.
Yeah, I think Eureka 7 was... I don't know. Well, I saw that on the Bandai, like, the official video selling site. Like, DigiCarrot gave me a link to that.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, they were like $5 each, so that sucked. Yeah, I think if... I mean, it's kind of nice that anime companies are doing this, like, they're actually offering it, that you can download episodes online. But yeah, they have to make it, like, worth your while, because, I mean, right now you can just download a fan sub, and it's pretty awesome quality, I think.
Like, the $2 is pretty good. That's what, like, everyone charges for, like, Lost or whatever.
Like iTunes, yeah. That's decent. But then again, you can't, you know, watch it on all of your things. You can't watch it, like, on the TV unless you hook your computer up to your TV.
The Amazon one, actually, when I looked, it said you get, when you download, you get a couple different versions. Like, you get, like, a high-quality one, and you get one for that's, like, compressed for, like, iPod video and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a start. I mean, right. I guess if, like, a song is $1, then an episode for $2 isn't really that bad. Let's see, what else? So, oh, another news thing.
Eureka 7 thing.
What is that? I actually couldn't find
like, Eureka 7.
Yeah, I couldn't find it either. I think that was just on the Bandai official site. Or Bandai.
Okay, according to the press release. Okay, it says that right now they just have Outlaw Star, Gundam Seed, Infinite Rivus, and Escaflowne, but they will include Eureka 7, Gundam Seed Destiny, G Gundam, Witch Hunter Robin, and Mahime.
Oh yeah, so let's talk about the Brave Story thing, because this is kind of interesting. So I saw in this news article thing, they're talking about, the Brave Story R2 version, like the Japanese version of the DVD coming out. And it already has English subs and, dub. It's like, I'm kind of wondering if the dub is actually, like, better quality than the American studios have, or if it's just, like, English. Yeah.
You know, the more that I've thought about it, the more that I think I've started to realize that the quote-unquote bad American dubs are really just more of the fact that, like, the voice actors are sort of playing the characters like how actors in America play teenagers rather than the way that, like, they play teenagers in Japan. Because I also, that sort of came into my mind when I was, right before now, was looking at the German dub on YouTube of Escaflowne. And I was like, wow, this sounds exactly like the way that, like, German stuff got dubbed when I was, like, in Germany in high school and, like, occasionally was watching TV. So, I mean, I bet it will, like, I am kind of really interested about how the Japanese dub would sound. Like, if it's Englishy, if they're trying to be, like, that American style, or if it's, like, trying to be,
have
like,
you,
the Japanese style, I guess.
Have you ever heard any, like, Japanese dubs of English stuff? Because I have, like, the Lion King DVD, and there's a section where you can hear, like, the Lion King dubbed in every language.
Huh.
Japanese one was just like you would hear a Japanese anime.
That actually sounds kind of cool.
Oh man, I love going through like the databases on sites like Anime News Network and looking at the like voice actors like pages and seeing like what non-anime stuff they dub. Like, oh, I didn't know that this person played like this character in Harry Potter, like that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So JP, you're saying that we don't like American dubs because we're weeboos, or what? We don't like them because we don't like the way that American studios like portray teenagers.
I think it might be just because, like,
I'm Taylor Moon.
It seems kind of incongruous because you have like the it's an anime and it looks anime, but it sounds American. I don't know. That's just my guess.
Yeah,
they make American jokes that like you would not hear in the original version. That's why it's kind of like, well, you wouldn't be talking about, you know, your mom's tuna casserole in Japan.
I think also the Studio Ghibli Region 2 DVDs are have English subtitles, because I know in like Japanese film classes in undergrad before Disney like re-released all of the all of the various Ghibli movies, like they all had English subtitles. All the DVDs that my professors were showing us had the English subtitles, even ones like Nausicaa or Totoro that that either weren't out in America or there was no version in America that had the original Japanese audio.
Do you know like how good the quality was
of the sub?
Yeah,
no, it was. I mean, I was only in like Japanese one at the time, so I couldn't really tell too well. But I mean, it didn't sound weird or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was not. It was most certainly not English.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool too. Because then, if they include the subs and the dubs on the region 2, you could probably just buy that, and then you don't have to wait for the American release. Although that'd probably be like illegal somehow.
You're not supporting the industry.
Right.
Even though you are.
You're supporting more directly, I guess. So, something interesting that I found. They're like making this anime about Koizumi Junichiro, who is the Prime Minister of Japan. I guess they're doing a condensed story about his 5-year term as Prime Minister.
That's retarded.
Yeah, kind of seems weird that they would do like a live action, or I mean, they'd do like a fiction or non-fiction thing into anime.
Like, well, they're supposed to make an anime about like that stupid Russian band tattoo, also.
Oh, really?
I heard.
Well, I want to see
that. Like, I always just saw like product, like concept designs, but never actually.
Yeah, I saw that too.
But
I don't know what
made.
Happened to it.
Mm. Well, I want to see. I heard that he actually is a trap in the anime version, so I'll find out.
All I know about him is that he has awesome nicknames like Maverick and Lionheart.
He has a really cool hairstyle too.
Oh yeah, the Silver Fox.
The Silver Fox.
Also, according to this press release, Gonzo will be animating it, which can't be good.
Well, I want to know if they'll like make it, if they'll make the animation more realistic, or if they'll give him like really big eyes and like give him a hammer or something.
Like he gets chibi when people get angry at him visiting the Yasukuni Shrine. Be like,
he says Neuron.
Uchai.
And then there's the beach episode.
That Clint 3 now.
The beach episode.
Oh man, I wonder if they have like an episode about when he like goes to Graceland with Bush.
Oh no.
Man, I wonder if he sings Elvis songs in it too.
The karaoke box episode.
Oh man, that's a perfect opportunity for it.
Yeah, I really want to see this anime. What else? What else are we gonna talk
Apparently
about?
It starts on October 10th, so we don't have to wait too long.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like only a section of some kind of documentary too, right? So it's not like a full-blown anime movie or something.
It's not like 26 episodes.
Yeah. Where there's a lot of filler.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we've expended all of the generic anime jokes for this section. What else? I was just going to mention, I started an Anime Nano fanbook. Wait, fan? Facebook?
Facebook.
Yeah.
Fanbook? You mean fanbook? Like a Aerodogen?
I'm sure someone else will come with that. I bet he or no will. No, I started this Anime Nano Facebook group. It's like the Anime Nano fan club. If it reaches 300,000, then my girlfriend will let me have a 3-way with Darfur.
I was so angry when I found out that if this group hits 1,000, my girlfriend will let me have a threesome page was actually like an elaborate like spam thing.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, where he's just trying to look at everybody's addresses.
Oh. And then there's the Darfur ones, like, for every 100,000 people that join this group, I will donate $1 to Darfur or something like that.
The hell is Darfur anyway?
It's African
place
country.
In Sudan where there's the like genocide going on.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Its main source of income is Facebook groups.
1,000 members.
Oh, fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, he would have had to donate $3 instead of $339.
There's also like Facebook groups. I was looking at it. There's like, for every one person that joins, I will take $1 from Darfur.
There was another one that I saw that was like, if we get 1,000 members, like, I will take this sponge that's covering my wiener away.
Yeah, you posted a link to that. I unfortunately clicked on it. the Anime Nano Facebook group. It only has like 7 members right now. But chances are good that if you join right now, you can be an officer. Because I
By
tend
officer,
to make...
you mean...
Oh my god!
Hang will, like, write down what your username is.
Yeah. Or if you don't have a username, I'll just say you don't have a username, and that'll be your officer name. Like that other Andrew guy. Yeah.
What the hell kind of yaoi dreams were you having?
Seriously,
this game is like, what
saying.
The hell?
Wait, what is this? You're gonna have to fill me in.
Click the link.
No, I want to know about Hinano's yaoi dreams. Because I haven't heard about
this.
It's
my fault.
Yes, it is.
No, well, I need background on this, because I haven't heard about
it. I don't really understand either.
Hinano, explain.
I'm just saying, see, like, the last person I talked to before I went to bed was JP, so therefore, in some way or another, he was the reason why I had a dream about yaoi.
What was your dream about yaoi, like, consist of?
Well, just click the link and you'll see. It was basically like that.
It has, like, these, like, monstery cat-ish dudes with, like, kimono mimi, and they're, like, in, like, some dark future setting, like, having man sex.
Except the difference was that they were my movers, and I was moving, and, like, they decided they wanted to fuck before they wanted to move my furniture.
Okay, so it's really not my fault. It's really, like, deaf lady's fault, who lives above you, who's moving furniture when you're trying to take a nap.
I'm so confused right now. As long as it isn't HangXJP.
It's okay with me. Like, dog boy or something, like, shitting on himself while this guy, like, fists him or something?
I don't know.
Was that in the dream?
No!
Oh, we're gonna have to make this episode explicit now.
Just cut it out.
We're not allowed to cut it out.
I can't cut anything out.
They like it when we just go off topic and ramble.
Yeah, that's true.
But the problem is, those two guys were, like, from Loveless, and the yaoi anime was from that.
So the guys from Loveless were, like, your moving men?
Yeah.
Are you sure you weren't watching some kind of porno right before bed?
No! I told you, I was talking to JP, that's why I said it was Paul.
Or else they would have been, like, pizza delivery men. And somehow there needs to be two to deliver a pizza.
Let me tell you. One day, I was like, I wonder what happens if you type in www.bigsausagepizza.com. And it ended up being exactly what I probably should have expected it to be ahead of time.
Pizza parlor?
No.
Nobody's going to try that link.
Obviously, it's not safe for work.
Oh.
Obviously, I think we've
heard. Oh, do they sell pizza boxes where you can, you know, it's like the popcorn box where you stick a hole in it in the bottom and then you know what I'm talking about? Like at the movie theaters?
Yeah, except it's porn videos of that.
Oh.
Anyway.
Hey, let's go to the mailbag.
Yeah.
Okay, Moe Burger asks, what's hotter, traps or reverse traps? Neither. Are there any shonen stories that don't degenerate into endless power-ups?
That was a not very much discussion.
Yeah. I think that shonen stories are kind of defined by endless power-ups, aren't they?
Pretty much.
Well, you can tell how shonen something is by the number of times per minute somebody says, I'm training to get stronger.
Or you're 100 years too early.
Tenge, they said that like every other sentence.
Anything else to add?
It was like shonen, but I remember I had this guy from Japan. He told me when he went to buy you that book off, the pages were stuck together.
which series?
Tenjo Tenge.
Oh.
Speaking of which, when I was at the comic book store yesterday, also, I actually did not see a single fat yaoi fangirl there. In, like, there was, like, a big sign that was, like, all adult materials are, like, not returnable. Actually, from what I've heard, One Piece does not degenerate into endless power-ups and has a surprisingly little amount of filler for something that's like 300 episodes long or something. I haven't watched it though because it's like 300 episodes long and I really don't want to start up on that.
Yeah, I think I stopped around episode 80 or something.
I never bothered.
Yeah, I actually liked it a lot, but it kind of just got like too much, you know. Let's see. Pastel says, what are the worst anime apps you've listened to?
The Juo Say one. It's like some boy band song.
Well, I think that one sounds kind of cool. It's all like...
Obviously, you would say that.
Jazzy and stuff.
It's all boy bandy. Hipsetting like Justin Timberlake to pop up.
Wasn't there an anime that had, like, a Backstreet Boys song as the opening song?
Oh, yeah, there is. I can't remember which one, though. Because I remember reading was like... What's wrong with that?
Just so annoying. Like, he need that day one. It's like, my ears.
Sounds like all of those sort of ops. And they did every time.
They did the opening for Hanada Shonenshi. It was a Backstreet Boys song. Actually, they did the opening and the ending.
Yeah, that's it.
That's really weird.
What other ones are terrible?
I generally like the opening songs. Like, even if I just if I don't like it in the beginning, like after like 5 episodes or so, they always like just get catchy.
Yeah, oh, also the last Gundam Seed Destiny 1 is the worst op in any Gundam series. Also the first, also the ops to the Victory Gundam are also terrible.
Most Naruto openings really.
My ops and openings.
Well, I liked. There's a few Naruto ones that I liked. The first one
was Dance Punk's one.
The first one was all like 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sounded like it was from the 80s. That was kind of bad.
I hated all of them. Like, I hate every Naruto opening, and the only I like a couple of endings, but I generally hate every opening. I've never liked an opening.
Oh, you're gonna make an enemy of Oz.
No Boy, No Cry.
Oh,
I like No Boy, No Cry.
I like, was it Haruka Kanata?
No, Haruka Kanata.
I like that one.
Kung Fu Generation, Asian Kung Fu Generation.
Yeah, I have to say that, or else Oz will get really mad. Pastel asks, what anime would you show to people who, A, haven't seen an anime, or B, have a bad opinion of anime?
I took
Miyazaki. Because Miyazaki stuff is just simply way, way better than, like, everything else.
Yeah. It transcends the genre.
I disagree because I don't like any Miyazaki things, and if somebody showed it to me, I would be like, oh, I hate anime.
You don't like Miyazaki things?
Realistic, and it's not pretty and stuff. Yeah. I told them gatekeepers.
What, because they don't have cute boys?
Some of them do.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Oh, depends on your opinion of cute. Oh, I thought
you
meant, like,
even like have boys.
Like hot?
Like, you have to have boys in the first place in order to have cute boys.
Yeah. Oh, Pestel asks, are any of you fans of Narutaru? Isn't that the one where, like, it's kind of like Pokemon but evil?
Apparently, there are none of us are fans of Naruto then, because I haven't watched it.
I haven't either.
If it said Naruto, then I would say yes. Let's see. Thor asks, what is your take on anti-American comments and themes in anime? And do you think it will affect DVD sales here in America? I think, like, anime fans are generally more,
open-minded.
Yeah, well, they're more open-minded. They're more kind of, like, international, I guess.
And they probably think that Japan is better than America anyway.
Because
so.
They're weeaboos. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really notice that much like anti-Americanness in anime.
More than that, I notice like pro-Japan stuff. Like Japan's always the one to rebuild after like a giant earthquake or something, and then they take over the world with their mecha. Like, yeah.
Do you think it will affect DVD sales? Nah. If it was ever like super mainstream, maybe.
What about the what is it? Isn't there a show? You wrote about, like, on your blog, isn't there a show about President Bush being assassinated or something like that?
No. There's, like, a manga about, like, President Bush.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't read it, and I don't really know what it's about. That thing about President Bush getting assassinated, it's, like, it was a movie, I think a British or a Canadian one, that, like, premiered at the Toronto Film Festival, like, last week or whatever, and it's actually supposed to be pretty bad. I was, like, disappointed when I read that, because it sounded like it could have been interesting, but, like, nobody liked it, like, regardless of where you were on, like, the political spectrum.
Uh-huh. Red Skip asks, if anime characters are reading anime, does it look real to them? I think she means, or he means, if anime characters are reading manga.
Or watching anime.
Yeah. I don't know, I've kind of wondered this myself.
Genshiken?
I think it depends on the show. Like, I mean, Genshiken, they, like, purposely, like, have the characters look all really, like, deformed and stuff compared to, like, the Genshiken characters.
Yeah, same thing in, like, NHK,
with
too.
With Akujibiki on balance.
But
that's
how can
one
you...
of things I thought was weird with NHK, because, like, in the manga, it's, like, they make it clear that, like, Sato was always downloading, like, loli porn and, like, hentai and stuff like that. But, like, a lot of the, like, pictures that they showed in the anime of, like, the stuff he was downloading, like, looked, like, I guess, normal, for lack of a better word, like, sort of drawn the same way that, like, the characters in the show were.
Like, realistic.
I really couldn't tell then if he was, like... Because they didn't seem to explicitly say if it was, like, anime or what. So I couldn't tell if it was supposed to be, like, normal porn or, like, anime porn or what.
I couldn't tell either, because, like, he had a lot of regular porno magazines. It kind of just got blurred at the end.
But, I mean, Genshiken, like, totally plays that up. Like, that whole, do they know if it's anime or not?
That's true.
Like when they show a character or something, and they're like, how can you, like, get off on, like, a drawing? Like, well, but technically, like, you're a drawing.
Yeah.
See. Okay, so Agent Plucky asks, how do you respond when you tell people you watch anime, and then they say, aren't you too old to be watching cartoons? I slap them in the face.
They say, I like Cowboy Bebop.
Exactly.
Or do you keep your anime watching habits a secret from non-anime fans?
Or they say, when I was little, I liked Sailor Moon.
I don't really, like, parade it around. I mean, I have a calendar at work that has, like, my anime, like, drawings on it, but it's my original stuff, but no one says anything except, like, the one girl who actually liked anime said something about it because she liked anime. Nobody else doesn't think so.
Yeah, I think we already talked about this, didn't we, before?
I don't know.
But, like, whether or not you...
That was your job, to, like, skim the notes to make sure
you
weren't picking up the question.
Yeah.
Everyone already said.
Whoops. See, what else do you want to talk about? Oh, man, we only have, like, 40 minutes. This is going to be a short one.
Well, everybody's complaining that it's long, so...
What?
Everybody's always complaining that we're, like, having our podcasts that are too long, so...
Yeah.
That's when we're doing, like, over an hour, though. This is, like, half an hour.
Yeah, this will be, like, a 30-minute.
Let's get older questions that you didn't answer.
Okay, I can... Well, I mean, typically those are, like, bad questions.
Or typically they're
like really
that...
weird questions, like stalking, like
awesome.
Where do you guys live?
Huh?
Where you want to live?
Well, I don't have a list of like questions we specifically never asked or
never
answered.
That's why you go to like the bottom of like the weeks, like when somebody responds like 3 weeks late.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, here's one from Wonky Donkey from the last one. He said, which anime have you rewatched the most and why?
Oh, I pull up my spreadsheet for this.
You have a spreadsheet of anime?
I keep a spreadsheet of like how many times I watch anime that I'm like interested in, so I can like figure out to myself if like it'll be like worth spending the money to actually buy it, or if I like don't plan on watching it again or anything.
Wow.
So where is it?
The only thing I've rewatched many times was like Brave and Trouble Chocolates because I fan subbed it, so I have to watch it a bazillion times before I actually release the episode, so that's probably why I've rewatched it a million times.
According to this spreadsheet, I have watched 215 episodes of Evangelion, followed by 156 episodes of My Hime.
Wow. Yeah, I never rewatch anime because I just watch it and like it's over.
Yeah, I don't anymore.
And then
I don't
care.
Followed by 108 episodes of Zeta Gundam and 105 episodes of Karakano.
Ew, how can you rewatch Karakano? It gets so crappy to episode 15.
Because I pretend that the end isn't crabby. No, really, I watch maybe up to like episode like 19 and then like I usually don't go too much further.
Oh.
I think that I watched I probably watched like a few episodes of Naruto over again with other people.
I watched, what's it called, I think the episode I've watched the most is episode 20 of My Hime. I had to watch that, like, at least a dozen times.
Isn't that only, like, a 26-episode series, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, I've watched My Hime 6.00 times, and I've watched Evangelion 8.27 times.
Wow.
And Karakano 4.04 times.
Did you do that in Excel?
Yes.
Like, the formula thing?
Yes.
Wow.
I also
amazing.
Give each episode a value of $1.25 to see if I can recoup the cost of the DVDs. I have netted $118.75 on my Evangelion purchases.
What do you mean, netted?
As in, watched more than the number necessary to break even.
What's your break-even point?
My break-even point is whatever it cost me to buy the DVDs. So in Evangelion's case, it was $150.
But how do you break even on it?
By watching a sufficient number of episodes that I consider to have broken even.
Like, do you have a number amount of money? Like,
yes, each episode is worth $1.25.
Okay.
Episode that I watch.
So that's just your value of each episode then?
Yeah, I basically figured it out as like, if it costs you $5 to rent something from Blockbuster, and you get like 4 episodes per DVD, then that's about $1.25 per episode.
Oh, okay.
This also means that I won't buy it a DVD unless I plan on watching the show, like, 3 or 4 times.
Well, it'd be easier if you base it off of the downloading cost, right?
Oh, I include the number of times I watch the fan sub.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, if I go to my to-buy category, I have 18 episodes worth of Haruhi. So that means I have $22.50 in net cash because I haven't bought it yet.
You're way too meticulous about this, JP.
Yeah, that's it. I'm gonna go like reinstall Ragnarok Online and come back to it. Fuck DeviantArt.
Talking about buying DVDs makes you want to play Ragnarok Online.
No, I was just thinking, like, I submitted some new artwork to DeviantArt, and everybody's like, the eye is off, and I'm like, fuck you all, so I'm not gonna draw on you, I'm gonna go play Ragnarok Online.
I want to play Disgaea
too.
Maybe
they're just angry because you're not allowed to put Yaoi on DeviantArt anymore.
No, I'm not putting Yaoi. I'm just angry because people are like, I submitted a picture like once a month and then they have to be all critiquey about it. Like, what's your problem?
Oh, Moa Burger also said, talk about the Disgaea thing.
What?
A new RPG from the company that did Disgaea.
Oh, yeah.
The localization team to be able to express that, like, how they list Moa as being, like, one of the, like, selling points or, like, featured elements or whatever of the
yeah, I was gonna write a blog post about that, but I got too lazy. Yeah, like there's this game coming out, and called, yeah, they list as one of the game features.
Game
you know,
features. Moe.
Like in addition,
among characters reveal more depth of each character, a unique battle system. You know, but Moe.
Yeah, it's like you know, in addition to real time weapon changing. Oh, did no one get that?
I have no idea.
I didn't hear you. It cut out.
No, I said in addition to real-time weapons changing.
My finger's, like, bleeding excessively. I have to get a band-aid. Hold on a second.
Okay. Yeah, there's this, like, video that's making fun of the Sony E3, like, video. Or E3, They're demoing this game called Genji 2. Mm-hmm. And this guy was, like, explaining it. And he's like, talking about how it was based on real-time, like, or real historical events that happened in Japan. And then, like, it cuts to this part where he's fighting a giant enemy crab. And he says that, he's like, okay, we have to flip over the crab and then attack its weak underbelly for maximum damage, or for massive damage. And then later on, he talks about how the PS3 supports all these new things like real-time weapon changing. As if it didn't exist in video games before that.
Sony's trying so hard to try to, like, make it seem like $600 is worth it for that.
Yeah. So that's why I said, in addition to Moe and real-time weapon changing,
they couldn't sell, like, 3DO or whatever for, like, $400, you know. What makes you think you're gonna get $600 for PS3?
Yeah, but I'm getting a Wii. It's only $250.
Yeah, that's like half of what makes Wii awesome. Like, it looks like a cool system, and it's going to be, like, cheaper than usual.
Yeah.
You're going to be, like, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be, like, just sitting in your living room, like, swinging around the controllers when, like, your roommates come in and, like, make fun of you.
Well, it'll be like in movies now, or, like, TV, where little kids are playing video games and, like, they're moving the controller
their
around.
Their hands are moving all over the place.
Yeah, and it makes, like, the Atari sounds.
Yeah.
It'll be like that in real life now. So people will look back at that. At those old TV shows and be like, wow, they must have been playing a Wii. Except for the Atari sounds.
So you didn't know about Power Glove, which is so bad.
I'm telling you, they're going to bring the Power Glove back. They're going to make it one of the Wii controllers.
They're going to make it actually, like, work.
Yeah, that'd be so awesome.
Rather than, like, you put it on and you just kind of, like, act tough and intimidate Fred Savage.
Loli Fred Savage.
Shota Fred Savage. Oh, but you would prefer Loli Fred Savage.
That's going to be the name of the episode now. It won't make any sense. Because I'm going to cut this part out, but I'm still going to leave the title.
Let's see.
Title.
In podcast number 8 comments, Wild Arms Hero says, I have 2 Gundam Seed doujins where the characters go chibi while fucking. It's quite hilarious and arousing.
You know, I can just see now people are going to be like, you guys just went on and on about nothing, and you had nothing to talk about. They're like, bitch, you never mind.
Let's answer IK's question. Also, what's up with cat girls in anime?
What is up with cat girls in anime?
They've got, like, cat ears, and they make their hands into paws.
And they go, cat girls or fox girls?
I'm talking about cat girls.
I'm talking about which one is better. Also, you should talk about when you had to be a fox girl and that in when you put on Utawaru Mono back in Russia.
I think you're talking to Hinano, right?
Yes.
What? I'm sorry, that just flew over my head.
So you should talk about that, about how back when you were in Russia, you guys put on Utawaru Mono.
It was not Utawaru Mono.
It doesn't matter that it like really wasn't. I mean, you're just like making up this story to like get people to laugh at the podcast.
But it's so late. I don't want to talk about it.
I think this podcast is beyond saving.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's probably degenerating into that other podcast.
Then we could top it off by just singing random karaoke songs.
Is that what you guys did?
Would that podcast ever like come out? That podcast that like Pip did.
I don't know. I mean, I broke up with Pip because of it. We're just giving you like lots of material to work with.
Right. That just means editing, like more editing for me. I wanted this to be a harem episode.
Failed.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a harem episode.
It's a reverse harem episode.
It always is.
Actually, that's probably true. As a suggestion, how about talking about the gender bending genre? And why it appeals to people.
Who asked that?
That was back on August 20th.
Wow.
See, I told you, like, when people will post something that's mad old.
I think people just like saying the comic situations or sitcoms of other people dressing in drag and the hilariousness that ensues.
Oh, I got good news.
I think it's awesome because it allows interesting queering of gender and allows for all sorts of different pairings between the characters. That's what makes Ouran so awesome.
Like Haruhi and Renge.
Like, you could have,
oh my God,
have like Haruhi and Renge, and not only could you have Haruhi and Renge, but you could have it as like Yuri or as like a straight relationship where Haruhi is the boy, is like a boy, and like Renge doesn't know it.
And she's a Futa Nari?
Renge or Haruhi?
Haruhi, she's
either
the
way,
boy.
That would be hot. By hot, I mean revolting. I mean, like, one of like the recent episode with the Yakuza guy, how, like, the people in the host club, like, saw him and Haruhi as being, like, a straight, like, pairing. But then all, like, the fangirls were popping, like, infinity girl boners because they thought it was, like, a yaoi pairing.
And then they turned into a giant guitar. It wailed loudly.
That's why I don't want to read the manga, because they just pair Haruhi up with Tamaki, rather than being like, hey, everybody can be like paired up with
JP,
whoever
they want
to.
Just talk about the fact that Tamaki's going to be with Haruhi. Just get over it. He's going to be with her. To deal with it. I'm sorry.
Don't destroy my dreams.
Isn't Tamaki supposed to be her dad?
What?
Isn't he supposed to be like her dad?
No, that's just his own.
He's supposed to be
like
her dad, but not her dad.
Oh.
He totally like gets over it in like volume 9. Well, almost. I'm getting close. He's getting there.
How many volumes are out so far?
9.
I want to be like an endless courtship tension.
What?
Like, it can never be like settled with like one person.
Jeez,
ending
you,
up with
you should
her,
be a manga kai, JP, because you could make like the most never-ending series ever.
Like Naruto.
Like Naruto. You should be a shonen mangaka.
I could totally do that. All I'd have to do is just like tell my artist to like draw some more fighting, and then my dialogue would just be like me thinking up names for their special attacks. And like names for the tournaments for them to participate in.
Like, yeah. Shadow Doppelganger Attack? Well.
And then after that, you have Shadow Doppelganger Attack Final Form.
Which isn't actually the final form.
Yeah, then you have to have, like, ultimate form.
But that's a last resort because you die using it. But then you don't die, you get revived.
But then after they die, then you get another, like, story arc where they have to bring the person back.
Exactly.
I'm so good at writing manga.
I noticed you haven't been vlogging recently, JP.
Yeah, between, like, being sick and
playing soccer.
Not having time to watch shows and thus not having like as much stuff percolating in my brains, combined with the fact that like a lot of the stuff I'm doing in class hasn't been like too anime applicable.
Yeah, well, I haven't been writing very much either, so I've been sick.
It had been like, oh man, we talked about Jumping the Shark. Let's talk about anime Jumping the Shark. This time it would be like, we talked about the French New Wave. This has absolutely nothing remotely to do with anime.
This pisses me off that Zero Note Skyman is only 13 episodes.
It pisses me off that it's 13 episodes because there's like 10 books.
Yeah.
And the books have sold like as much as the Haruhi books have.
Do they sell as much as Harry Potter books?
It's only much as like one Harry Potter book, probably.
Yeah.
And because the Zero Note Skyman books have him getting paired up with like everybody.
Yeah, JP loves one character to pair up everybody because he's like a player like that.
And by that, you mean because it lets me, it doesn't force me to accept one like possible shipping setup.
Well, that's because you're into playing those games, right? I mean, the games let you choose pretty much every character, don't they?
You're talking about me or her?
I don't know, actually.
Oh, wait, you just play them for the CGs. Oh, wait, that doesn't sound any better.
I'd be fine with like them only having one character that the main person gets with, as long as the character has glasses. But it's never the character with glasses. Unless you count, like,
it's
Love
always
Hina.
The first character that
actually,
the guy
actually, in
sees.
Love Getsu, the guy with glasses got the girl.
But did the girl have glasses?
No. Just the guy.
Hmm.
But then that case, the guy can be a surrogate for you, hey?
Yeah, so I guess we'll call it a podcast now. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks, JP and Hino.
Okay.
For talking. In the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. See you next time.
Hey guys, I've got a big day tomorrow. What should I do?
Why don't you take her to see the fireworks at the festival?
You can play the game where you scoop up the smoked cheese fish.
Jikai, Anime Nano Podcast, Dai 11 wa, JP no Dere Dere Date o Dai Pariku.
Kimochi waru.
Saite!
You'll never understand a maiden's pure heart.